Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information, a bit more background, a bit more detail. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 7, 8, and 9. It reads, "In speaking of the angels, he says, 'He makes his angels winds and his servants flames of fire.' But about the Son, he says, 'Your throne, O God, will last for ever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy.'" And so here the writer to the Hebrews is making another contrast, a comparison and a contrast between the angels and the Son of God, the Christ, who is Jesus. And this is the theme of the whole chapter, and giving us a better picture of who Jesus is, of how superior he is, how much better he is in his nature, in his character, in who, in his deity, in his eternity, in his righteousness, as it talks about in this passage. The angels were made. He makes his angels, winds his servants, flames of fire. Yes, the angels are made, but the Son is begotten. Very different. Of course, wind and fire carry the idea that they will pass. Wind comes and goes. Fire burns itself out. But the Son is permanent. Your throne, verse 8, O God, will last forever and ever. That's the nature of the Son. God's Son, not just a name of honor of his work here on the earth. It defines a relationship, the relationship which is not temporary, but has an eternal quality. The angels, in this partial quote from Psalm 104, which you can look up if you want to know a bit more background, he quotes the writer here, Psalm 104. It suggests that the angels were created to carry out God's commands, perhaps with this essence of swiftness, like wind, and the strength of fire. And yet Jesus is stronger and more swift, or more obedient, or more powerful, certainly, than the angels. Psalm 45, verses 6 and 7 are quoted in verse 8 of chapter 1 of Hebrews here. And that's David in view. Your throne, O God, will last forever. Now, David's in view there. David is God's representative. Now, but although David was God's representative, the difference is that Jesus was deity. It's fully sort of revealed by the way the quote is used here in verse 8 and verse 9. And originally, it was a royal wedding psalm. Now it celebrates revealing the fact that Jesus is king, and not just any old king, but an eternal king. The writer is making it very clear, his position, that Jesus is deity. Righteousness is implied as part of his very nature. Not that he does a few righteous acts, but that he is righteous as part of his nature. He loves righteousness and hates wickedness. And of course, that's something that Jesus, his kingly predecessors, had done with varying degrees of success. If you read the books of Kings, it makes that clear. David had his moments of righteousness, and so did many other kings. And yet Jesus loved righteousness. It was part of his nature. He hated wickedness. And of course, we learn later in Hebrews that although he was tempted in every way, yet he did not sin. He embodies the qualities of righteousness in all their fullness. And he is anointed. Anointed as a sign of approval, commissioning, celebration. One of those, perhaps all three, but also it's being connected here with the idea of being the Messiah, the anointed one, anointing you with the oil of joy, it says in verse 9. And that's why Christians have joy. Because they follow one who is permanent, one whose righteousness is the scepter, the power of the kingdom, who loves righteousness and hates wickedness out of an inner conviction and his inner nature. And that's why, because he's anointed, that we also share in his joy. I pray today will be a day when you can celebrate the fact that Jesus has this nature. Well, next time, we'll go on to verse 10. If you'd like to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. You can send me a message on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you wouldn't mind going over to iTunes and giving us a review and some stars, look for MCCX and look at my podcast, I'd be very grateful. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.